Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, Bili Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadi Dalid. And in today's daf, you have two things that you have nowhere, one of them, one other place in all of Shas, and one of them, very, very, just a few lines that are very, very difficult to understand. Only if you have a degree in astronomy can you really understand what's going on. But we will try to do our best to give a basic explanation of those few lines. We are on the top of Tzayidah Onaf at the words Tanu Rabbanan on the fifth line. Good morning, Stephen. Says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbi Stone of Brisa, Haya Omeid Chutz LaModiim. If a person was standing at Chatzos outside of Modiim, V'yachal Ikanes Besusim U'Bepradim, and if he like took a fast horse or a fast donkey. Right, we said yesterday, if you walk, it takes you half a day to walk to Yerushalayim from there. Good morning, Tzvi. But if you took a horse or a donkey, Yachol, Yehei Chayev, so you might think if you could go faster, you might have thought you're Chayev, Tamad Lomar, Uvederech Lo Haya. It's only if you were, you only get Karis if you were not 15 mil away. Bahala. And this person was far away, even though he could get to Yerushalayim by like taking a speedy horse or something. Nevertheless, once he's, if walking average, he can't get there. He's still exempt from Karis. He's considered B'derech Rechoka and he can do Pesach Sheni. This halacha has a lot of relevance. The Achronim quote this Gemara about certain halachas. Let's say there's a din that if you're washing for bread, how far do you have to go for water? So the Gemara says you have to go 4 mil if it's in front of you and 1 mil behind you. The question is that walking? What about if you take a car? Or let's say to find a minion, it's the same thing. 4 mil in front of you or 1 mil behind you to daven with a minion, the post can say. So is that walking? What about if by car you could, you know, you can go 30 miles is 30 minutes. It's if a meal, you know, 1 mil is either 18 minutes or 22, 24. We're going to see today. So how much do you have to go? So usually the post can assume that you do have to go by car, but this Gemara assumes not that way. This is one of the Gemaras they quote. The Gemara says, no, even if you can get there faster by car, you measure the amount of a meal by walking and not by driving. And similarly, the Gemara says the same halacha. Haya omid lefnim en amodiyim. If you were inside the area, ve'en yachal ikanas me gemal mukronos amakvanos amakvos oso, but the problem is, like, you have these caravans or wagons or donkeys that you're loading your family on, and it's taking too long. The kids are whining, and this one needs this, and you get delayed because of the family. You could have just left them to go on their own. I mean, you might have divorced you, but you could have left them there. You could have gotten to Yerushalayim. You were inside, but you got held up by the wagons. Others say it means your wagons were in a traffic jam. Yochel lo yehi chayiv. You might have thought you're not chayiv karis. Tamalom v'derech lo haya. No, you if you don't bring the car, if you don't leave them and go there and do it, that's not called an onus. That's called you were there, and you would get karis for that if you could have gotten there, even if you got delayed with the kids. Again, as long as it wasn't an onus, the camels and the caravans and the wagons is not considered to be an onus. You should have left them there, and you should have gone up. Good morning, Jeremy. Says the Gemara. Now. So here we get to one of the Gemaras. The Maharal says here, you can't understand this Gemara in its simple explanation. It's really coming to talk about deeper, mysterious ideas. There's a lot we could learn from the Bria, but in order to understand parts of today's daf, you have to have like a degree in astronomy. So we're going to give the simple shot, but again, I researched this. Most people who give daf Yomi have no idea what these Gemaras actually mean, but we will do our best to explain, unless you have like a degree in astronomy, maybe some of you could explain this even better. But we'll try to do our best to give a simple explanation. And the main part is like on Amud Beis, just two lines that are very hard to understand. So Amar Rava, Shisa Alfe Parse Have Alma. So the world, meaning the rotation of the sun from east to west, which of course we know, we refer to the sun rising and the sun setting, but we know Alpi science. Now we have telescopes that they didn't have. That it's the earth revolves around the sun. It just looks like the sun is moving. It looks like the sun is there, then it's going, but the sun is not moving. the earth is moving. In the Gemara, they may have also known this, but it was the perception. Just like we say, we have a perception that the sun rises and the sun sets. But that's what it means. Anyway, so the revolution of the sun is 6,000 parsas in one day. The sumcha derekia alpha parse. The thickness of the firmament, the thickness of the sky, of where you could see the sun, is 1,000 parsas. So this is what Rava says. Chada gemara. One of these things is a tradition. The chada svara, and one of these things I got from logic. So the Gemara says, we'll see in a minute, but the Gemara says, how did he know the 1,000 from logic? So he got this logical idea from this, that the thickness of the firmament, he got it from something Rabbi Rachana said to Rabbi Yochanan. This we saw in yesterday's daf, and this is what this whole thing is doing here, based on what we saw in yesterday's daf. That a regular person on an average day can walk Eser Parsaos, 10 parsas, which is 40 mil. Me'alos HaShachar V'Adneitzachama, from dawn until, I'm sorry, 40 mil. Me'alos HaShachar V'Adneitzachama Chamisha Milin. From dawn until sunrise is 5 mil. That's his opinion. Mishkiya Sachama Tseis HaKochavim Chamisha Milin. From Shkia until Tseis is another 5 milin. That leaves 30 from Nates till Shkia, like we said yesterday. Nimtza Ovyo Shalrakia Echad Mishisha Biyom. Turns out that the thickness of the firmament is 1/6 of the day. What do you mean? The day is 30, and from Alos till Nates is 5. 5 is 1/6. So if we have a tradition that the sun goes 6,000 parsis in a day, so from dawn until nates, where it's just first rising, where you first get the, or it's coming down, we'll see in a second, there's two opinions, whether the sun goes behind the earth, that's going to be the Gaisha opinion, and the Jewish opinion is the sun goes behind the sky, that the sky, it actually comes down from behind the sky. Again, we know, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to say that the scientists were more correct than the rabbis, we'll see in a second. But the firmament, the actual place where the sun goes behind the sky and hides in the nighttime, when it comes down, it comes through the firmament. That's 1/6 of the flatness of the sky, of the whole area. So Avil Shel Rakia, the actual thickness, when it's coming from Alos, when you see the first rays of it, until it actually comes out till Nates, is 1/6. Mesive. We ask a question against Rava from a Braisa. Now, this Braisa is very, very, very important. We'll see in the second Tosfos, one of the most famous Tosfos in all of Mesachus Pesachim, that discusses Rabbeinu Tam's man, Rabbeinu Tam Shabbos, and Rabbeinu Tam's man. We'll see in a second. Meisivei. Rabbi Domer, Ovyo Shel Rakia, Rabbi Huda says the thickness of the Rakia, we just said before, is 1/6. He says, Echad Me'asara B'yom. Now, if we're using the same measurement as before, this 1/10 is really 1/8. I'll explain it in a second. But it's 1/10 of the full day. If you count from Alos to Nates and you count from Shkia to Tseis, this price accounts it slightly differently. Teda, Rabbi Huda says the thickness of the Rakia is 1/10. Teda kama, which is really 1/8. Kama mahalachadim benin biyom. How much does a person walk from alos till tseis? Eser parsos, 40 mil. 10 parses is 40 mil. Me'alos hashachar dizachama arbas milin. He says from alos to nates. This Brisa says it's 4 mil. Mishkiya sachama batzisa kacham arbas milin. Here's where you get 72 minutes. From shki until tseis is 4 mil. Nimtzeis of Yosha Rakia Echad Me'asara B'yom. So therefore, 4 mil out of 40 is 1/10. Or if it's 32, 4 mil out of 32 would be 1/8. But either way, it's not 1/6. We just said before it's 1/6. Tiyufta de Rabba, Tiyufta de Ula. There's a question against Rava, who said a person walks 30 mil in a day. Here we see he walks, or from Nate, here we see he walks 32. And it's Tiyufta de Ula who said it's 1/6. Here you see it's 1/8. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tiyufta, from the words of Yehuda Bryce, it's a question against Rava. and a question against Ula. Now, take a look at this Tosas. This is the world-famous Tosas of the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. This is why the Hasidim end Shabbos later. I was listening to somebody else who said that apparently when the Satmar Rebbe first came to America, he was driving around in a car after Shkia on Erev Shabbos because they hold Rabbeinu Tam's man. So Rav Moshe Feinstein apparently wrote him a letter and said, listen, in America, we observe, you know, at least for it to be Machmer for Shabbos. So in America, please don't, Rav Moshe wrote him a letter, please don't drive around in a car after Shkia. People are going to go nuts. So the Satmar Rebbe was Makabel, Rav Moshe Feinstein. He stopped driving a car after Shkia. He stopped doing it. But they hold Rabbeinu Tam's man. Where does it come from? This Tosas. Take a look right over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So our Gemara, our Daf says, it sounds like Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara doesn't call it Bein HaShemashos, but we usually assume Bein HaShemashos is between Shkia and Seis. It's four meal, which is, it depends whether we'll see a meal is either 18 minutes or 22 and a half or 24. We'll see in a second. It's actually based on what we just said. I'll get to there in a minute, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishkia Tzachan B'tzilin Z'amrin. Kosha L'Rein L'Tam. D'Besof Bam Madlikim. In the end of the third parak of Shabbos, Amar Ezeo Bein HaShemashos, Mishatishka Chama calls man Shepnei Mizrach Matim, and from Shkia until where the sun gets red, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Umaskin Asim De Bein HaShemashos, Rabbi Yehuda Tlosa Rive Meal, 3/4 of one meal. Ve'ahachak Amar Yehuda Gufei, Rabbi Yehuda himself says Arba Meal, and it's four meal. Which is it, 3/4 of a meal or four meal? V'yesh Lomar, Dehachi Kamar Mitchilas Shkia Dahainu, two Shkias. The Argamar is talking about the early Shkia, and there is talking about the end of Shkia. Basically, Rabbeinu Tam says there's two Shkias, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that the later one is the more correct one. There is one Shkia at the beginning, the first 3/4 of the meal, and the other one, the real one, Rabbeinu Tam says, that begins at the last 3/4 of a meal, before it says. That's Rabbeinu Tam says real Shkia is 3/4 of a meal before what we refer to as Seis HaKochavim. And that's why Rabbeinu and Rav Moshe Feinstein famously in a tshuva, the reason why many of us end Shabbos 50 minutes after Shabbos, because Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva in Chelak Dal that he looked outside, because there's another opinion, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says there's two Shkias. And the Gra famously in the Gonim say there's two Tseises. Two Tseises. There's the first Tseis and then there's the second Tseis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that the 50 minutes, he holds, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because there's when some of the stars come out and then when there's all the stars come out. That's the way the Gra understands. But anyway, Rav Moshe Feinstein says he looked outside his window after 50 minutes in America, and he says it's totally, not for Eretz Yisrael, but in America it's totally, totally dark and all the stars are out. So according to everybody, he holds, at 50 minutes in America, he holds, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Moshe says, it'll be 50 minutes. And that's why Rav Moshe Feinstein in the same tshuva or elsewhere also writes that even after Shkia, Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks he still have 9 minutes after Shkia, let's say, for washing for Shalosh Shilas, you still have 9 minutes, because 9 minutes is 3/4 of a meal if you assume some of the other shiurim of a meal. So 3/4 of a meal would eat, how do you get 9 minutes? 9 and a half. I forget exactly how that calculation works, but he holds 9 minutes also. That's 3/4 of a meal of the first shkia. So according to many, according to Rabbeinu Tam's first shear, you still have 9 minutes. I have to remember that calculation. But either way, this is Rabbeinu Tam's famous shita, where he says that it's the second he holds. The first shkia is just the beginning of shkia, but it's the second shkia that's really the major shkia. It's 3 1/4 meal. It's the last 3/4 of a meal that would be at seis. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Okay, lematevitz yufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Now, let us say that this brisa of Rabbi Yehuda should be a question even against Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Because Rabbi Yochanan held that a person walks 10 parses in a day. So, lamentative to Rabbi Yochanan. So, right, what because Rabbi Yochanan, should we say that we ask against this brisa, against Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Baruch Hanan earlier said in Rabbi Yochanan that from Alos until Nates, a person walks 5 mil, right? And Shkia Tzeis is 5 mil, but here it's only 4 mil. Says the Gemara, Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan, sir, Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan will answer you, Ana b'yumamahu da'amri. I said that the whole day is 40 parses. I didn't explain dafka 5 mil. And I agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it's only 4 mil. But for Rabbanan who dekato, but Ula and Rava made a mistake in that which I said, dekachashvan dekadma v'chashocha. When they say people travel 5 mil in the morning or 5 mil at night, it means they start 1 mil early. They start while it's still dark, not from Alos, from dawn. They start before dawn. But I agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it's really only 4 mil. So this is also a major source in the discussion of how long Rabbeinu Tam's mind is. So we presented a number of opinions here. Is it 4 mil, which would be 72 minutes? Is it 5 mil, which would be either 90 minutes or some people hold even 96 minutes of the shiur of Rabbeinu Tam? You see, if you say the day is 30 mil, so that means if you would divide the day up into 12 equal parts, so each hour is, it would end up being, if you say the day is 30 mil, so the calculation would be that a mil is 24 minutes. If you say the day is 32 mil, which we saw before, that would be 22 and a half minutes. If you say the day is 40 mil, the Gra says the daytime is 40 mil plus 4 beforehand and 4 after would be 48. So that would come out that the shear of a mil is 18 minutes. So based on how you learn this Gemara, which opinion, that's the shear of the mil. And by the way, that's why we also light Shabbos candles 18 minutes before Shkia, because we're worried about the opinion of the Uraim, who says that Shkia is actually before, that the Bein HaShemashos is before Shkia, 18 minutes before Shkia. So that's why we light candles then, to be machmer for that Shita. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Lema tev tivtad Rabbi Chanina. Maybe this price is a question against Rabbi Chanina. Remember, Rabbi Chanina said that Lot traveled from Stom to Tsoar and was 5 mil. And so, and I saw that area was 5 mil. The Gemara says, lo, vayaitzu shiny. When the whole world is exploding and Lot saw the world was doing. So he did the Mahalach of five, it took him only, even though he saw it was a 5 mil distance, it only took him 4 mil to get there because he was going fast. But so that's not a kash against this either. He was going super fast because he was scared to be caught in it. But that's not a question against Rabbi Zadakasha. Really, really, it was when he said when Rabbi Chanina said that he saw the place that Lot went, and there was 5 mil there. So from according to that, so from Alos to Nate should be 5 mil. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, a regular person only goes 4 mil. The Gemara answers, no, he was able to go 5 mil in that time because he was scared. But really, a regular person would only go 4 mil. Let's continue. Tashma, come and hear a proof against Rava from a Braisa. The next Gemara is going to be asking many, many questions against Rava, who made this statement that the thickness of the firmament is 1,000 parses. We're going to ask many, many questions against this right now. Tashma. Mitzrayim ha'isa arba mea parasa al arba mea parasa. You tell me the thickness of the firmament is 1,000 parses. But just Egypt itself was 400 parses. By 400 parses, u'mitzrayim echad mishishim b'kush. And Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush. V'kush echad mishishim b'olam. And Kush is 1/60th of the world. V'olam echad mishishim b'gan. And the inhabited part of the world is 1/60th of the place called Gan, which was part of Gan Eden. Many Rishonim write that Gan Eden is a place on this earth, and we just don't know where it is. V'Gan Echad Mishishim BeEden, and Gan is 1/60th of Eden. V'Eden Echad Mishishim BeGehenim, and Eden is 1/60th. So again, Nimsa Kol HaOlam Kulo Kikisa Kedera LeGehenim. The entire world is only a small portion compared to Gehenim. Gehenim is the largest of everything. It's larger than the whole world. At any rate, you see from here that against Rava, that Rava held that the world is 6,000 parses. You know, the sun traverses the world and the firmament is 1,000. Here you see it's much, much, much more than that. Do the math. You see the world is much bigger than than this, than the 6,000. Answer the Gemara. You're right. Tiofta, you're right. This brisa is a question against Rava. Interesting that Gehenim is the largest, right? The Achronim say, don't we say that Gan Eden should be a lot bigger than Gehenim? Right? Don't we that Hashem's Midah Tova is much better than his Midah Peronios? Says in Sanhedrin. So some of the Achronim, the Sefer Ein HaBadolach, answers that Gehenim is really very, very good because Gehenim purifies us and allows us to get Olam Haba, and we'll be able to get our reward. Another answer is that if Gehenim wasn't so big, then the fire would be so hot it would be impossible. It's better that it's big, so the fire doesn't burn so strongly because it's spread out. Okay, says the Gemara. Tashma, another question against Rabbah. Tana Deve Elio. That's a question. Is this the Beis Medrash of Elio Anavi? Some say no. The Beis Medrash, it's not Elio Anavi. It's one of the Tanaim. His name was Elio. Others say no. And no, Tana Deve Elio means it was learned in the Beis Medrash of Elio Anavi Zachor Latov. So Tana Deve Elio, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Kol Ayishuv Kulo, the entire area that human beings dwell in, Tachas Kochav Echad Yoshev. The entire place where people live is all under one star. Teda, it's the same width as one star. Teda, Shari Adam, Nosen Eina B'Kochav Echad. If you look at one star and traverse the entire area that people live, Holech LeMizrach Omen Kenegdo, La Abaruchas Olam Omen Kenegdo. Wherever you walk, that same one star is in the same position. Mechlal, Kol Ayishuv Kulo Tachas Kochav Echad Yoshev. So all of the inhabited world is all under one star, and there's millions of stars in the heavens. So you see, the world is so much. So you see, if all of the inhabited world is under one star, so it turns out the world is a lot more than 6,000 parsa, because there's thousands of stars, millions of stars, and if one star is machzik the entire world, which is only 1,000 parsas, so the rest of the world this is just the civilized world, is one star. So if the civilized world is under one star, so then the whole world is a lot more than 1,000. If you would say like Rav, so then there's so many different stars, so the world would be a lot more than 6,000 parsas. So obviously, when the sun goes, it goes a lot more than 6,000 parsas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tiyufta, it's a question against Rava. Tashima, another question against Rava. Agala, the zodiac sign of Taurus, but Tzafon is in the north, Brisa says. Va'akrav, and the zodiac sign of Scorpio. Akrav is a scorpion. So then, Badarum is in the south. V'chol Ayishuv Kulo, and all the area that people inhabit, Eino Yoshev Ela Bein Agala Akrav, is all between these two zodiac signs. V'chol Ayishuv Kulo, Eino Hove Ela Sha'achas Beyom. And the size of the entire civilized world is only 1/12 of the day, 1 hour. She'ein Cham and Nechneses L'Yishuv Ela Sha'achas Beyom, because the sun is only directly overhead 1 hour. Teida She'b'chomesh Cham B'mizrach. At 5 hours a day, the sun's in the east, Uvisheva, Chamim Marov, and 7 hours, the sun's in the west. Chatzi Sheish v'chatzi Sheva, Cham Omedes, Rosh Kaladim, is 1 hour that the sun is directly overhead. So if the sun is directly overhead 1 hour a day, it's 1/12 of the whole day. So that means the uninhabited area of the world is 11/12 of the size. And since we all know that the place that people live is greater than 1,000 parsa, and the sun is only overhead 1/12 of the day, so obviously the world is much more than 6,000. It's a lot more than 6,000, Tiyufta, because the sun has to go the other 11/12 of the day, and the civilized world is more than 1,000 parsas. We know that. So obviously the sun goes more than 6,000 parsas. Question against Rabbi. You're right, Tiyufta. Tashma, another proof against. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Ma Chuvase Shivasu Baskol Osa Russia. What did the Baskol answer to that Russian Nebuchadnezzar? B'shasha Omar, I'm going to go up to the sky, Adam El Elyon. I'm going to be like Hashem. I'm going to go up to the Shemaim. So the Baskel says, rarely, Nebuchadnezzar, you're going to be able to climb up to the heavens. Yatsa Baskel, Amalo, Russia, Ben Russia, you think you're going to be able to go up to the heavens. Ben Beno, Shel Nimrod, Russia, the great grandson, either in biologically or just in deeds, the great grandson, the descendant of Nimrod, Russia, right? In Yanadio, Muhammad, did he really descend from Amalek? Some say he actually descended. Others said that, no, he just did the same type of thing. Right, where the Nazis were Amalek, some say Yamakshimam Bezichram, they just did the same things. Ben Benosha Nibada Rasha Shehimid is called Alum Kulal, Alive Malchusi, called the whole world, caused the whole world to rebel against me. Kamish Nosav Shel Adam Shivim Shana. How long does a person usually live? 70 years. In Begruros Shmonim Shana. Shinema Yimesh no send Bam Shim Shana Vimbigruos Shmonim Shana. So Min Ha'aretz Ad L'Rakia, to get up to the firmament, Mahalach Chamesh Mil Shana, will take you 500 years. Va'ovyel She Rakia Mahalach Chamesh Mil Shana, and the thickness of the Rakia is 500 years. Ubein Rakia L'Rakia Mahalach Chamesh Mil Shana, and in between each heaven, there's another 500 years. V'chein Bein Kol Rakia V'Rakia, from the seven Rakim, is another 500 years. So you're going to die by the time you get up to here, and people only live 70 years. So you're not getting up here so fast. Ach el Sheol Tuad el Yakaze Bar, you're going down. You're going down to Gehenna. So from the fact that it says in this Brisa that from the earth to the Rakia is more than 500 years, that's a question against Rava. If the height of the firmament is 500 years, so its length is also that way, and 10 parsas that a person walks in one day, multiply that by 500 years, so it's much, much more than 1,000 parsas. It's a question against Rava. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta. Says the Gemara. Now, here's the Gemara that nobody understands. Right, you thought the Gemara we were doing was the Gemara that nobody understood. But here's the actual source of the Gemara that very few people understand. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Chachme Yisrael Omrim, the Jewish Talmidei Chachamim say, Galgal Kavua, the wheel of the zodiac stars is set, it doesn't rotate. Umazalos Chozrin. But the sun and its constellations do rotate. So it sounds like the stars are set and the sun and its constellations rotate. But the Goyim, the non-Jewish scholars, the scientists say, no. Gal gal choser, the zodiac stars rotate. Umazolos. I'm sorry. The sun's constant. The wheel of the zodiac, it rotates. The wheel of the stars rotates. Umazolos kfuin, but the sun and its constellations are stationary. So this sounds like a little bit like the scientists already started to say in the times of the Gemara that the sun was more set, and the stars and the constellations. The zodiac, the wheel of the zodiac rotated. Amar Rebbe, Tshuva L'Divrayim. So we have a question against the scientists. Me'olam lo matzino ha'gol b'dar ma'akrov b'tzofim. We always see that the constellation of Taurus is in the south, and the constellation of Taurus is in the north, and Scorpio is in the south. We never see Taurus in the south and Scorpio in the north. So must be that the zodiac doesn't move. Maskav Achbar Yaakov, no, V'dilma Kibbutzina Derechaya. That's not Akasha. Because maybe a zodiac sign rotates by itself, but the rest isn't moving. It's like the grindstone on a millstone and the axis. As the axis doesn't move, the grindstone moves around it, so it gives the impression that it's moving, but it's not really moving. Inami Kitsinori Didasha, like the door on the hinges. So the door swings, but it's rotating on a hinge. The hinge doesn't move. It's the door that's moving. So you don't. It's not necessarily a proof just because of the fact that the zodiac and the Taurus, it's relative movement. So just because you never see them moving from the north to the south doesn't mean that they're not moving. It just means that we're moving at the same time that they're moving. So it looks like they're not moving, but maybe really they are moving. They were two separate axes. Now, Chachme Yisrael Omrim, Biyom Chama, Biyom, right, this is another thing
that the Chachmei Yisrael have a disagreement with the scientists. Chachmei Yisrael omerim biyom chama mahalachas lamata min arakia uvalai laman arakia. The Jewish scholars say that the sun during the day goes under the firmament. That's why you could see it. Uvalai at night, it goes behind the sky. That's what the Jewish scholars say. Uvalai lamala min arakia. And the non-Jewish scholars say, what are you talking about? The Chachmei Yumas Olamom, the scientists say, no, the sun goes behind the earth, not behind the sky. That's the way we know now more, science knows now also. The Chachmei Yumas Olamom, Biyom Chamelech Zamatim in Arkiya, Uvalai Lamatim in Akarka. No, not like the Jewish Talmud Chachamim. The scholars say the sun goes behind the earth. Uvalai Lamatim in Akarka. I'm a Rebbe. Venirin Divrei Midivreinu. Rebbe says, it sounds like the scientists know more than the Talmid Chachamim. This Gemara is also proven to discuss what happens when modern science contradicts what Chazal say. So Rebbe said, no, the scientists are more correct than Chazal. There's a lot of different ways to deal with that. Either you could say the scientists don't know what they're talking about because the Torah, Chazal always knew. Or you could say Chazal, you know, we're going based on the science of their times, but now we know that they were wrong. It's not a halachic thing. The halacha never changes. The halacha, even if they based the halacha on the science of old, the halacha still changed. They had a ruach hakodesh. The halacha doesn't change. And others say, no, you have to reinterpret the facts, right? You can make chazal work in with science. Chachmi solom b'yom chamal zematim nekiyu b'layla l'malam nerekiyu. It goes behind the sky. Chachmi umasa olam omrim. But the scientists say, no. B'yom chamal zematim nerekiyu. During the day, it's below the sky. U'v'layla matim nekarka. Amar Rebbe, v'nirin devrei mi devreinu. Rabbi says the scientists are more correct than the rabbis. Shabiyo mayonos sonanin, because during the day the water, the well springs that come from the base of the earth, they're cold. Uvalayla roschin, at night the well springs are warm up. The water gets warm. Why? Because the sun is behind the earth, so the well springs that come from the bottom get heated up. Tani Rabbinas Omer bimos hachama, in the summertime, chama malos begovish arikia, the sun is way up high. The world is hot, but the well springs that come from the edges of the earth, they're more cool. In the wintertime, the sun is down lower to the sides. The world is cooler, but the well springs that come from the edges, so they're more hot. The sun, at four different times of the year, the sun affects four different parts of the earth. Nisan, Iyar, V'Sivan, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. In the spring, Mahaleches Baharim Kedei Lefasher Es Hashlagin. So it affects the mountainous regions more in order to melt the snow. Tamas of Elul, during the summer months, Mahaleches B'Yishuv Kedei Levashel Saperos. So then it goes more in the inhabited area to cause the fruit to ripen. Tishrei Marcheshun v'Kislev, in the winter, Mahaleches b'yamim kedei liyavish es anaharos, to dry up the rivers, and Tevis Shvat Adar, Mahaleches b'midbar shelo liyavish es hazroim. It doesn't want to affect the zroim so much. So again, the Mefarshim talk about this a lot. What exactly is it? And back to our story here now. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Maskufas, from Rabbi Eliezer says, if you're standing 1 foot outside the Azara, you're Bederech Rechoka, you're exempt from Pesach Rishon. Says the Gemara, Vavgav Dematzi Ayil? What, you could have walked in? V'lo Amrinan Le Kum Ayil? We don't tell the guy to just walk inside. Vatanya Yehudi Arel Shalomal, a Jew who's an Arel, didn't have a bris milah, and Ashkaris. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, the same Rebbe Eliezer as you get Karis. So why don't you get Karis? If you didn't go to bris milah, get Karis. So you didn't walk inside the Azara, why don't you get Karis? Amar Rabbi Derech Chok L'Tavei Derech Chok L'Tamei. Special Gzeres HaKasuv, that there's a Derech Chok L'Tahar, but there's no Derech Chok for Tamei. The exemption of Derech Chok exempts only a person who's tahar, that you're outside. And since it's a gzeres hakasav, that even if you're right outside the Beis HaMikdash, so you're exempt. However, if you're a Tameh or you're an Arel, the Torah does not exempt you. And we say to you, go purify yourself and go get a bris milah. And if you don't do that, you get kares. That's one answer. Rava Amar Tanaihi. Rava says, no, it's actually a machlokas hatanaim. The son of Rabbi Lezer, Omer Nemar, Richuk Makom mi Pesach, be Pesach, v'nemar, Richuk Makom be Meiser. The Torah says, Ki Yirchak Mimcha HaMakom, by Pesach and Meiser. Ma'ala Halon Chutz Lachi Lasso, just like by Meiser, you're outside Yerushalayim, Afkan, Chutz Lachi Lasso. So too here, it means outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Mishum Elazar, Chutz Lasi Yasso. It's outside the Makom HaShchita. Even if you're right outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered to be your derech rechoka. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azal Hadam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef. Who, according to who is it going like this? Rabbi Yitzchak said the name of Bistan of Yosef. B'tmeim, when they're Tamei Jews, Haloch Acharov Omdim Bazara. How do you determine if most of the Jews are going to do Pesach Rishon B'tuma? You count the Jews that are in the Beis HaMikdash. If most of them are Tamei, then you do Pesach Rishon. Kaman Kabbis Rabbi Yehuda Shom Shem Rabbi Lezer. Amalo Rabbi Yosi. Lefikach Nokon Al Hay. Why is there a dot on the hay? Not that you were actually outside, just right outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tani Rizek Lili. Omer Derech. It says Derech Rechoko. Shomei Ani. Mahalek Shnayim Ashloshe Yamim. You might think even only two or three days away. Kishu Omer Uvederech Lo Haya. No. You weren't on Derech at all. Magid Shemiskubas Azor Lechutz Kari Derech. You mamish were not outside at all, even just right outside the basement. It's called Derech. Now, there's an interesting Rambam's opinion. The Rambam has a different take on this whole Rabbi Lezer. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnayis writes that when Rabbi Lezer says you were outside this Skufas HaZara, it means if you were in Yerushalayim and you had an injury that would not allow you to walk inside the Beis HaMikdash. But you would have to walk so slow that you would only get outside the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't get there. Then you're Derech Rechoka. So according to that, this Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, oh, you could have just walked in. Now that makes a lot more sense in Derech Rechoka, but it doesn't make sense in the Gemara, because the Gemara, the Achronim point out, this Gemara is really getting the route, because the Gemara says, why don't you just walk in? Just walk in. So according to the Rambam, you couldn't walk in. So anyway, that's the Rambam's opinion. Okay, Rabosai, have a wonderful day. I did my best. I apologize. These inyanim are not simple if you don't have a degree in astronomy. The good news is, tomorrow's a brand new daf. We're done with the astronomy. We're chugging along straight through till Arei Pesach. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Very simple. Have a good day.